Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
58 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
59 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
58 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
59 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
61 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
64 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
65 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
66 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
66 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
67 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
WHYRC monitoring.
Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
68 degrees.
Yeah, they're using WinL, mobile and monitoring.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning, 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 70 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, mostly sunny, 73 degrees.
KFABWB, southbound 75 mobile.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
KFABWP is clear.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 75 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Sunny, 75 degrees.
All right, that's PW8YRC.
WAYRC and NXP.
Well, it sounds like you're sitting right here in the hospital with us. Sounding good.
I was just trying to get connected to Sarah's getting ready to go for the day, and I brought some stuff to play packet while I'm over here, so trying to do packet for my HT.
Wow, that makes it interesting. Patrick from the HT. Where's she off to, by herself?
No, she's in the bathroom getting ready. We're getting ready for the day. She had a long couple days working two nights and then leaving for the airport. She didn't sleep on the plane at all, so she didn't really go to sleep till she got back to the hotel, which would have been like 9 o'clock Eastern time, so it was like she was up for more than she should have been. We're getting ready to go now. We're going to go to lunch and then go exploring for the afternoon.
Was it 3 hours difference in time?
Yeah, it's 11:40 here. So took a little bit of getting used to it, the 5 hour flight, and then losing, you know, we gained 3 hours, but it seemed early, but everybody was exhausted.
Yeah, okay. Did you have Braden get picked up today?
Well, today's Sunday, right? So it's not till tomorrow, so I haven't really ironed out what's going to happen tomorrow. I got to check with Ethan to see if he's working. If he's not, maybe he can do it before I ask in-laws.
I've been in the hospital too long. I don't know what day it is.
Okay, I figured. I didn't know if they were going to spring you, so... By this afternoon, we'll iron that out, and you probably, even if you get home, I don't know if you'll feel like going out, so we'll see how that goes this afternoon when I talk to you, and they're not going to discharge you today, so I'm sure, if anything, they get you out tomorrow, but it may not be till late tomorrow afternoon, we don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah. The way they roll, it'll probably be tomorrow afternoon, so. All right, well, go enjoy your time. And catch up with you later. Kind of cool to be able to do this. I'll talk to you later on WARC.
All right. 7-3, and good afternoon, WARC, NAXP Portable, Long Beach, California. 7-3.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, sunny, 75 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, sunny, 74 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio, Victor, test.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Sunny, 72 degrees.
Tango Quebec Zulu, KEAP1. You're up for comment on the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Negative copy, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November.
All right, well, thanks for giving me a try. We'll keep him on the roster in case he does turn in here in a moment. We are at the bottom of the roster, so let me take a pause here and see if there's anybody else that wants to check in to the Michigan Section ASPS CNET. If so, please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
November 8, Kilo Bravo Echo. Okay, I've got KCAYDS and November 8, Kilo Bravo Echo, and I believe I did hear WBATQZ in the background there as well. Anyone else wishing to check in, please call.
Kilowatt Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo.
ABSWR, I got you in there. Next station.
Comment?
Go ahead.
Hey, Max, KDB was able to get WB and PQZ per relay, so just for your information, over.
Okay, roger that. We'll get back to WB and PQZ in just one moment. Let me take one more call, see if there's anybody else wants to check in. Okay, hearing none. WB8TQZ, Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, do you copy?
WB8TQZ, weak, difficult copy, over.
Okay, I have the light readable. Go ahead, you're up for comment, sir.
Okay, thank you. Well, I was listening on 4 meters and got the word you're down here. Propagation was a little bit better, but the only news we have is the MaxNet has encountered the CargoNet on 40 around 7232 for most of last week. Yesterday we tried to avoid them by going up to 7238. Come to find out they're on 39. So they do move around a little bit, but 7232 is their preferred frequency. Anybody that's working on 40, anybody trying to run an edit there, might have counted them, and it's worth trying to avoid. That's about all the news from here. Over.
Okay, roger that. In fact, that's why we're down here on 80 today. We can figure that it would be better to try and stay out of their way. And so we need all the bandwidth we can get. Lots of activity going on there. Thank you for your comments, Mike, and for checking in this afternoon. Let's see. Next we go to KCYDS to be followed by MASDE. Mr. Ram, what's happening?
This is KCYDF ECRO for Saginaw County. Good evening, Max, and everyone on the net. Saginaw County, I've been working at down at our 911 to get things ready for the SET. Last Saturday, we replaced an antenna, our tri-band antenna that goes to one of our radios. We have HF antenna was down. We got that repaired and back up, so that's in good shape. Problem right now, we're back down on Saturday to try and get the internet working. I know Jeff and Fred did some work over at Rosine. Some of the sector panels weren't working, but right now we don't have a internet feed from across the street over to our 911 center. So Fred was going to take a look at that yesterday. He was busy in the afternoon, so hopefully he's got a shot to look at that. I haven't been down there since that. We gave him a call while we were down there and did some other things, checked cable, checked all the signals, everything else, all the radios there were looking fine on the microwave link and that, just no internet. So we'll see what we can do there. Hopefully we can get it back up before the SET. If not, we might have to do a hotspot or something from in the building in order to be able to do any MySims work. If not, we won't have that ability. So other than that, we're in the process. We got the other set of documents, so we'll be looking through those later tonight. And we hopefully will have at least a couple of locations, our 911 and our Covenant Hospital station, online for this. I got about 3 or 4 people that are going to be able to participate. I got several people that are still going camping while the weather's still nice here, so they're trying to get as much use out of the weather as possible. So that's what we got from Sacramento County, KC8YDF, back to that.
Glad to hear those antennas are back up again, and hopefully you'll have the internet back soon. I'm the guy at Central Michigan Emergency Network. They're working on it hard, and we'll be back up in business shortly. And glad to hear also that you got the documents and you'll have some participation here. Look forward to being able to make contact with you this coming weekend. Next, we go to NASBE to be followed by QBSWR. David, how are things going your way? Okay, MAGYU, do you have any other comments for the net?
No, I just wanted to check in and get your numbers up a little bit and say good afternoon to you. And everyone is sounding good. You guys do a tremendous amount of work to keep this system up and going. So I won't get in your hair if you're having problems with hearing me. I got to switch antennas, I guess, because this one doesn't seem to be doing the job. I'm in Emlyn City, so it's not that far, 12, 13 miles, and 5 watts should get me there with no problem. If I go into the basement, I got more power and better antennas, but I'm not, I broke my back just a short time ago, and I'm not supposed to be up and downstairs, so I do the best I can with what I have. I'll get out of here. You guys have a pleasant evening. This is Nancy A. Dalton, Team Uniform, Science Clear, 7-3, gentlemen.
Okay, November 8th, Golf Yankee Uniform. Well, thank you for checking in, as I say. And don't go down to the basement. Take care of yourself. Get yourself safe and healthy, and we'll catch you again soon. We meet here every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern, and look forward to hearing from you again. This is KEDON. One last call before we close for the Michigan Section of the LPS CNET. Here 12 check-ins and 28 minutes of run time, so we will call it that for the day, and I want to thank everybody for checking in. We will hope to talk with all of you as possible next weekend at the set, and of course we'll be back here at 5 o'clock on Sunday. Thank you for stopping by. This is KEADON closing this session with the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet and returning this frequency to normal amateur use. KEADON out.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Error 202. KE8SCV monitoring, East Alice. KF8BRD, Portland, currently. Yeah, roger, copy that. KE8SCV, standing by. And I'm mobile, so it's quite choppy. Roger, copy. I got you about 7x9 over here next to the big lake, roger. I copy. What was it? I'm trying to remember what city you said you were in. I'm at the State Park on Lake Huron, Tiawas, roger. Copy. I'm at Tiawas, East Tiawas. Yeah, how's your afternoon or evening or however you look at it?
Doing pretty good. Had to get out of the cabin for a couple hours, and I usually come down here with the binoculars and watch for the big boats going up and upbound and downbound, Roger.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, we're just heading back home from up north. We're heading towards Grand Ledge. We're currently in Portland, so yeah, we're a couple towns away. That's about all.
Yeah, Roger, copy that. Yeah, it's kind of hazed over here all of a sudden. Usually I can see the thumb across the lake with the binoculars, but yeah, it's that right hazy. I can barely see the Cherry Island, and I can't see the rest of the thumb from there because they're, I don't know, another 25 miles across, right?
Yeah, copy. I did not know that this repeater was linked. That's interesting. Because it's got to be linked to be taking that dog, that trip.
Well, I don't think it's linked up here because I'm right to it on the 2980 with 80 watts. Roger.
I'm on 147800 or 880. It's the call sign for it is KB8LCY.
Yeah, that repeater's linked to the 310 out of Guilford. As far as that goes, I'm on the 310 team.
Copy. Well, that's a pretty cool little bit of information to know. I can get quite a bit of range on this one. I wonder if I can get this repeater from home. That'll be interesting.
Well, from what I understand is the tower is like 900 foot, so, makes it all, I always get a good signal up here at Isawa, like 7x9, so, yeah, it's, it works all the way up here from, that GTH.
Yeah, I copy. So you said you got a cabin out there on the water or near it?
No, actually, we live about 3 or 4 miles inland off US 23 north, south. Just a rental, but I have a base station there also with a little bit of power on it. I can run her up to about 200 watts on VHF.
Copy. Yeah, I just got my ticket in June and been progressing pretty quickly, I think. But, yeah, I'm definitely enjoying the hobby. Running an Iezu FT300D. That's the mobile I'm running off from because we were going up north. I wanted to take the new toy. But that's primarily the base for the time being.
Roger, copy that. Well, welcome to the Ham Shack radio club. I guess you know it's a hobby for me also. So, but for some reason I have three mobiles, and I like this one in the truck off a Larson Megamount. I'm mobile right now, and I got a couple other ones. I got one at the cabin. I have one at work actually. I'm a toolbox. I'm an automotive technician. Hook her up to the battery and slap a mag mount up on the steel building, and I can hit this repeater from there too, Roger.
Oh, that's awesome. I do heating and cooling, and I'm bouncing all over the all over the place. So it's hit or miss if I can get into any repeaters from work. So
yeah, I got a couple. Couple of Baofengs, of course, which I started with. I have a 4-foot Yadi antenna in the back seat of my truck. I can get out and poke anything in any direction, pert near other than moon bounce. I can talk to anybody around the east side of Michigan.
Definitely a hammer and hard over there, it looks like.
Yeah, I tried
I tried a couple times to make contact with the boats out here. I have a VHF marine band radio in here, but I'm reluctant to use that because that would be illegal. I tried them on the ham bands over here. They either don't have a ham radio operator out there or they just don't care. I don't know. K8FEBID. Yeah, KF8BRD. For ID. I see they got some fire warnings out up here in northeast Michigan over here. They got a gale warning and whatnot. So I thought I'd come down to the lake. So, yeah, the Lake Huron looks pretty flat. Other than it's really hazy out there, and I can't see the other side of the thumb. I can usually see most of it. Usually it's so clear, I can see the wind generators over there really moving around, Roger.
That would be awesome. Yeah, we just came from up north. I don't know if you're familiar with the Barrington area, smack dab in between Big Rapids and Mount Pleasant. And, we were getting red flag warnings up there, and it was windy as all get out.
Yeah, a little bit familiar with that area. Not so much. I was born and raised over here on the East Coast, I guess you'd say. Bomb wing baby from the Wordsmith Air Force Base that closed back in the 90s.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I'm born and bred here in central Michigan, so Lansing, greater Lansing area, right around the capital.
Yeah, right, copy that. And what would we do without Lansing?
I don't know. It's just always been home to me pretty much. Yeah. Well, we're coming close to, we're coming into our town, so I'm going to go ahead and cut you loose, but maybe I can catch you out here again, especially if I can reach this repeater from the base. Maybe we'll catch you out here again. 73 for now, KF8, PRD, I'm going to go clear.
Copy that. SCD, we'll be clear with you. 73 is about, have a take. We're clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 56 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.